What is that thing that you think about in regards to, this would be way better of a situation than I'm in right now? Then the second part is the why, which is really the essence of getting down to brass tacks. And the spot that I screwed up on when I was 25, because I thought the why was money, and that was incorrect.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to
Surrounded by Idiots
Radio Podcast.
All right, wherever you are and however you are listening, welcome to the Surrounded by Idiots Radio Podcast. This is Dr. Tony Dufresne. Welcome back. Hope things are well. I'm excited for this week. And the reason being is because I'm doing this show from a letter I received. And I want to share or paraphrase the letter a little bit and share that with you and kind of go from there. How about that? So this letter reads, Dear Dr. Tony, I have gone through this past year and realized that my job is a soul-sucking demon that I wish to leave immediately and to follow my dream. What should I do? Signed, 4 out of every 10 employed person in the world. So dear 4 out of every 10 people in the world, yes, you should quit your job and follow your dream, but... there's a big but there, because truth be told, the recent studies that have come out over the past couple months or so show at least 40% of people are looking to change jobs. There was one study that I just saw that said 98%. And I'm assuming maybe that was just like a survey of either school teachers, restaurant servers, or vaccine advocates in Texas. I want to talk about two big reasons why people want to quit a job. The first one is the fact that they've just gone through this past year and they've realized that it just doesn't fit because of maybe how the company's responded or how they're responding now in regards to making things work as they go forward. There's a big value gap maybe. You may have put up with a bunch of stuff over the past however number of years you've been with this company, but this was it. And you're realizing that the job market is more wide open now than it has ever been for millennials, especially. And now you're looking to throw your bait in the water and see what happens. There's another reason, though. And this is the reason where people finally hit a point, a leverage point. The straw broke the back of these people. But they realized that they just didn't want to make another lateral movement to another company or another situation to where they could use their current skill set to kind of continue to just get up every day and go to a job and then come home and then have a fun Saturday and then spend half the Sunday dreading going back to work. These are the people that are ready to follow their dream. And if you are that person, or if you're thinking about even wanting to quit your job and follow your dream, you need to know what the dream is specifically, and you need to create the right plan. Now, I'm going to share with you two stories. The first one is my own story, because over this half decade plus 6 years that I've been roaming around, I have made a plethora of boneheaded mistakes and stupid choices to where I have a pretty good idea of what works and what doesn't work. This one happens to be the story of the idiot quitting his job and not having a plan. Let me set the scene for you. I was 25 years old and I got to the point where I got out of college and I started working for a company in the real estate business, and it was a bit of a moneymaker. Unfortunately for me, money was a big deal growing up, and it was actually one of those things where it was an identity. It was having more money meant success. Having more money meant more self-worth. So as much as I didn't want to admit it, I was actually chasing the dollar. And as you know, and I've talked about this many, many times, and maybe if you don't know, I will share this with you. Money is not the pot at the end of the rainbow. It should not be the objective, because it's empty, 110% empty. And you'll get there, because I've gotten there a number of times. I've had a lot of money and I've had very little amounts of money. And I can tell you, over these past 900 years that I've been around, I deal with the same issues, whether I have a lot of money or I don't. So that being the case, 25 years old, I had this job, but I didn't really like it. So I was looking for more money and more expansion, thinking that was going to be the thing that's going to fulfill me. So my buddy offered me a job as a broker. Now, as a commercial broker, you make a ton of dough. And I thought, that's a great idea because I'm already in real estate and I can transition over to that. He said, but first you have to go to this business seminar. And I thought, okay, no problem. So come to find out, the business seminar was not specifically for business. It was more of a self-discovery type of a seminar. And within this environment, there were a number of realizations for me. The first one being that it's very difficult to be in a room with 150 people when the air conditioning goes out like it did on day two. The second and more important thing that I learned was the fact that I had a worth issue that I felt as though I didn't deserve anything. And at that time, I made a switch and I had an epiphany that I did deserve it. Now, the problem was, is that I was still hooked on the money thing. I realized that my dream was I deserved something and my dream was deserving money, which was the wrong dream. So on a incorrect foundation of understanding what my dream was, I quit the job that was paying the mortgage and the bills. I started at the brokerage company. I had no training. I had no plan. And the fun part about that is right before that happened, within the year before that happened, because I had this other job that was making me pretty good money, I had bought a new house, a new car, had a jet ski, had a couple motorcycles. So basically, I was that guy. In going through this seminar and being pumped full of the thought process of all you need to do is manifest or attract what you want and it'll show up, essentially without doing the hard work, I was waiting for that manifestation. I was waiting for that thing to hit me. And while I was waiting for that, I happened to lose everything because, you know, when you wait for something and you don't do things, you don't make any money and you can't pay the bills, especially the bills for all your little toys you bought because you thought you were the shit. So what happened was I lost everything. I had to sell everything. I lost the house and I was $70,000 in debt and had to move back in with my grandparents. It doesn't work to just let everything go and quit your job if you don't really know what the dream is and you do not have a plan. And I didn't have either of those. It works when you know what your dream is and you can formulate a plan. There are so many examples. You can go to YouTube, you can go to TikTok, you can read books on this. All of these people either had the dream pretty clear in their minds at the beginning, or it formulated itself as they went through the process. And the other ones that didn't, that just let go, they crashed and burned. But here's the key. When they crashed and burned, they actually regrouped and then created a plan. With those success stories that you can find anywhere, there are three common things that all of these people have shared. The first one is they got really clear on what the dream was. They might have thought it was one thing at the beginning, like for me, the money. When they crashed and burned, they realized that was not the case. But what they did and what I didn't do at the time in my story I shared with you is they regrouped and they got up, brushed themselves off, and they took a really good hard look at why that didn't work. And then they formulated a new plan. Sadly, it took me 15 years to formulate a new plan. I got there eventually, but this is what they have done. The second thing that all success stories have in common in regards to a dream and a plan is they had to have that come to Jesus moment and accept the fact that dream is not fantasy. The dream is just the vision that you have in regards to where you want to go. The reality is to get there is a lot of hard work, like a lot. And you've got to have that come to Jesus moment where you accept the fact that your dream is not the fantasy. The fantasy is the thing in your mind that releases all of those feel-good hormones. And you think, oh, it'd be great. I got my own place. I got my own business. I'm living the baller life. I've got my perfect here and my perfect this and this. And I'm feeling good and I'm in good shape and I'm eating right. All that stuff. That's the fantasy that you have in your mind that's releasing all of those positive hormones to motivate you to get up and to start getting all your ducks in a row to make that happen. And in the process of you following your dream, there's a lot of work, like a lot. And a lot of times people have this hobby or this thing that they really, really, really enjoy and they want to make a living out of it and they get into it. And when you get into something like that and you turn it into your livelihood, sometimes it sucks all that fun out of it because there's a lot that goes on in regards to creating the structure to make it your entire life instead of a hobby, like a pleasure. And all of the people that became successful in that realized that through the process, and they were still okay with it, and they still wanted to follow that path, even though that thing didn't flip that super pleasure switch that it did at the very beginning. It has to be worth the sacrifice. It has to be worth the costs you're going to incur. It has to be worth the hard work. The third thing that everybody has in common that has gone through this is they developed a plan that kept them from destroying their life. I, as I have shared with you, did not do that, hence life destruction. This is what a lot of people refer to as the work-life balance. They have to find that balance to where it doesn't destroy relationships. It doesn't destroy their health. It doesn't destroy their mental process. It doesn't suck out the spirituality or the essence of life out of them as they dive deeper and deeper into the complexities and layers that they're going to go through in regards to following their dream. Now, the dream doesn't mean that it is your own business. It can be anything. It could be a dream of just a different position in a different company. It's the same exact thing, though. You still have to go through this process to where the fantasy has to turn into a structural dream that has to have a plan in place. And you have to realize in that process, there's going to be some costs and it's going to be tough and you got to stick it out. And sometimes you'll think back and say, man, this is not my dream. But the fact of the matter is, what you're saying is it's not your fantasy. And the hard reality is, nothing will be your fantasy. It just is what it is. So you got to find something that's going to work for you in that whole hard cost and being willing to sacrifice. And at the same time, not destroy the rest of your life. So here's the framework that I'd like to share with you to get to that point. It's a very simple three-step process. And for you YouTube viewers, I have an illustration. I'm putting up the image right now. Let's go through it. The what is the dream? Initially, what's that tinge? What's that little thing that's itching the back of your head that wants to come out? What is that thing that you think about in regards to, this would be way better of a situation than I'm in right now? Then the second part is the why, which is really the essence of getting down to brass tacks. And the spot that I screwed up on when I was 25, because I thought the why was money, and that was incorrect. And that's why this is such an important step. The why involves the physical. What is it physically that you feel or you want to feel with this new job or this new endeavor that you want to go into? What is it mentally and emotionally to you? Does it give you more peace, more space? Does it give you a sense of value? And also spiritual. There's always a spiritual component, not a religious component, but a spiritual component to things in regards to your overall energy going into something for yourself as well as for other people. You know, why is it that you want to do this? The last part of the framework of the process of taking your dream and making it a reality, it's the how to do it. It's the create the scheme portion of our broadcast. And this involves taking a few steps back and taking a deep breath and realizing you got to do some groundwork. You have to lay a foundation. This is the research and the education. Then it's about who you can talk to, and it's about networking. You can DM, you can send messages on Instagram to the people that are involved in this, the people that know people in your life. You can all send them an email real quick. And it's not about taxing their time a lot. It's just about asking them some very direct, simple questions. Anybody that's a decent soul will give you 5 minutes of their time. Once you make the connections and you gain some level of understanding in regards to the experience it takes or what they went through, then it's a matter of setting up your own little beta test. Don't trash everything and atomic bomb your life and then just try to do what I did and start at the brokerage firm without a plan, without any connections, and without doing any research. You're still responsible. You still have income coming in, or you still have enough income, or you've cut your expenses way down to where you're going to be okay doing this. in the context of your life too, if you're a mom or a dad and you're doing this and you're just giving up your income and you still have daycare and everything else to pay for, that would be a very dumb idea. So do it in context, balance it out, set up a little small test and see where it goes with you. I've done this numerous times in terms of experimenting with different things. I've had five, I think, different businesses. And we always did this at the beginning because there's a lot you learn through doing that you can't learn through just reading or talking to people. When you do beta testing and experimentation, you don't lose enough to have to quit the game. It'll shave off some corners of yourself, but you can recover a lot quicker that way, especially with the new knowledge that you've gained in understanding how things work because you have failed on a small beta test. Again, the whole point of this is, yes, you should quit your job and follow your dream, but you have to know what your dream is and you have to create a plan. Create a responsible plan. It's got to be respectful to yourself and to other people in your life. It's got to be balanced to yourself and other people in your life, and it has to be prioritized. If you are a new mom or a new dad, this should be not the first thing to on your priority list. Your priority list should be, you know, being a mom or a dad. So the exercise here is write down the dream or characteristics of your dream and what it would look like. Just initially, just off the top of your head, what are you thinking and how does it feel? Dreams are mostly emotional because at the beginning, they're fantasies, as we've talked about. Write it down. Make it real on a piece of paper. It's a very important thing because you can start vetting it out. You'd be surprised when you start putting things down on paper, how things expose themselves. The second thing is ask yourself why, obviously. Is it from the money, the balance, the joy, the fulfillment, the validation, the self-worth? Why is it that you want to do this? We've talked about this ad nauseum already. And then the third thing is plan it out and take the first step in a small little beta experimentation situation. If you have any more questions on this, you can always reach me at tony@javabud.com. There are a lot of situations where people would email me after shows and ask for more information or maybe something that is a supplement to what I've been talking about. And I'm more than happy to share that. And in addition, if you feel as though you're at this point, but you need a little more structure or a little more guidance, that's what I do. I'm a career counselor and a relationship therapist. I deal with these transitions typically with people from 25 to 40 years old, give or take, going through professional and personal transitions. But so if you're coming up against this and you're a little stuck, you can always get a hold of me and we can talk about doing some coaching or therapy. It's tony@javabud.com, JAVABUD. I hope things are good. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Follow your dream, not your fantasy. I'll talk to you next week.